It's one of the cruelest side effects of the pandemic, poverty. And of course, it's always been a problem, but now it's on the rise in countries rich and poor. In fact, UNICEF estimates an extra 86 million children around the world will be pushed into household poverty as a result of this crisis. And that's as unemployment spreads. Those at the coalface in Australia warn it's happening here. David Sparks has been taking a look.
For Rebecca Simpson in northern New South Wales, the stress of being a single mum without a job is constant.
I would love to have a job. I apply for literally every job in my area that I'm qualified for or that I think I could gain a qualification for, but for every single job, there's at least 500 applicants in my area. I mean, I'm at my wit's end. I want a job.
Ms. Simpson is raising her 13-year-old son and also taking care of a 5-year-old foster child. And it's not just the day-to-day struggle. She's desperately worried about the impact of poverty on her son's mental health and his education.
He has seen me crying a lot, and he's 13 and he tries to make me feel better, and that's not normal either. I'm supposed to look after him. If it weren't for my church providing additional support, there are a lot of weeks that I wouldn't even be able to feed him.
The Australian Council of Social Services has released a report examining poverty in Australia before the pandemic to create a baseline against which it can measure the impacts as the crisis unfolds. Chief Executive Jacqueline Phillips says the findings show the vulnerability of women and children.
What we see is that households that have a main income earner who is female are more than twice as likely to be living in poverty as those households in which the main income earner is male. And single parents, single mothers particularly, are at very high risk of poverty, which has very direct flow-on impacts for their children.
The report found more than a third of single mothers were living in poverty before COVID-19. And Jacqueline Phillips says that is getting worse as the economy suffers.
The big risk of the current crisis is that we're seeing women being first and worst affected. So we're seeing female-dominated industries most impacted economically, for example, hospitality and retail. And we're seeing women bearing the brunt of the additional caring responsibilities, including homeschooling, that the crisis has presented.
Around the world, the economic crisis has global organisations worried. UNICEF and Save the Children have released a report predicting another 83 million children will be living in poverty as a result of the crisis. Save the Children's Paul Ronalds says the increase is happening in both rich and poor countries.
So this is a massive increase in the number of children that are struggling to get enough food and water on the table, that are struggling to access healthcare and are missing out on education. Really, there's just this massive loss of access to income right across the board.
And it's children that are hardest hit by poverty.
The younger the children are, the more likely is the long-term damage to their health and well-being. So particularly concerning is the lack of access to food for children in the first 1,000 days of their lives. That's when brain development is happening, and a child that misses out on the right level of nutrition in that first 1,000 days because of, for example, increased poverty from COVID-19 can have long-term impacts on their life. Obviously, as children get older, if they've missed out on education, again, that has lifelong impacts on those children.
There are signs that some are feeling at least a hint of optimism. A survey by the Melbourne Institute has found Australians are feeling slightly less depressed now than they were when the lockdown was at its harshest a month ago.
David Sparks reporting.